Okay, you guys ready? One, two.
Temporarily interrupted. We will continue with the picture. And now we pause a moment for station identification.
What happened?
Noise takes a holiday.
One, two.
If you can sleep in this house, you must be very healthy, or else you should see a doctor. Listen to it, will you? I can't even hear the television.
Dad, I can't hear my radio.
Radio? I thought you were doing your homework.
Well, I am, but if I can't hear my radio, I can't do my homework.
Lucky him stick his head out.
I don't blame him. He's got his own soundproof room under there.
I'll admit it's a little annoying, but it's a good outlet for boys Robbie's age.
Sometimes I think the citizens of this town would be better off if we built these boys a pool room.
Well, Dad, will you make him quit? I gotta write a book report.
Well, now, Mike, I don't like to discourage you fellas from feeling at home in your own house.
Well, look, you don't have to be mean about it. Just tell him to knock it off.
I think it sounds pretty good. Aside from being out of tune and too loud.
Why, when Elliot Ness knocks over a brewery, he doesn't make that much racket.
Some said you'd give Lucky a good home.
Well, tell him to stick his head out and I'll apologize.
No, hi, Dad.
Hi, fellas. Look out. Say, I have a little request.
What do you want to hear?
No, not that kind of request. I was thinking, as long as we live in a residential area, maybe you'd feel a little less restricted if you did your rehearsing down at the school gym or maybe down at the Y.
Well, Dad, we can't do that. We don't want anyone to hear us until we're ready.
Oh, I had no idea this operation was so hush-hush.
Oh, we don't mind you hearing it, Mr. Douglas. You're okay.
Oh, thanks, Hank. Say, Hank, has your dad had a chance to hear the outfit yet?
Oh, no, not yet, but...
Well, Hank's mother and father are going to let us practice at their house next week, Dad.
Oh, good. You sure you won't be imposing?
Oh, no, they'll be in Montreal.
Well, let's keep it a little sotto voce, huh? Okay. Rob, why don't you and Carl mute those horns? Have you got hats?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you hang them on?
Okay.
And, Hank, I think maybe if you drop the whole thing an octave, it'll sound a little better.
Oh, man, where'd you learn all the... how is it you know all about instruments, Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, my dad's never even heard of an octave.
Well, Dad played sax and clarinet in college. He had his own band, too, didn't you, Dad?
Oh, yes, yes. It was Steve Douglas and his five disciples of Rhythmania. They were nice when we even got paid.
Steve, would you coach us, Mr. Douglas?
Hey, yeah, Mr. Douglas. Sometimes I don't think we sound so good.
Dad, why don't you go get your horn and sit in?
No, thanks, fellas. I don't think a parent should butt in on the kids' activities. I figured that out when I was a kid. Hold it down.
You know, all we need is a 5 or 6 piece band. I went to see an agent, you know, that handles all those top bands. I gave him a big pitch. I told him, any overture that you might make on behalf of an educational institution, such as ours, would be just like a blow for freedom.
Well, what'd he say?
Told me to blow.
Well, I don't see how we're going to get a 5 or 6 piece combo for $33.
Whatever happened to the musicians that used to play just for kicks?
Yeah.
They sweep up after the musicians who play for money.
Well, you guys, I got to get home for dinner. Think about it tonight and I'll call you tomorrow. Remember, whoever we get, it's got to be good. This is one Sigma Gam pledge group that's got to throw a first-class hop.
You said it, boy.
So long.
Now, what are you doing?
Well, I'm pulling the shades.
Yeah, Yeah, I can see that, but what are you pulling the shades for?
I want to see if Lucky glows in the dark.
Oh, no. You'll have to put him in a dark clothes closet to see that.
Okay.
I'll get down out there.
Hey, listen to this.
What are you going to wear a Lucky's neck?
Look, you want to hear a real neat lick?
Do we have any choice?
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hamburgers are great.
Yeah, but that's for Tramp.
Well, I love hamburger.
Well, then I give in. We'll have hamburger. Here, give the liver to Tramp. What kept you so late?
We had kind of an emergency meeting at the house.
Emergency meeting?
Yeah. We got the annual pledge sponsor dance coming up this Friday. You know, everything's got to be first class with the Sigma Gams. Boy, what a hassle.
So you buy a couple of rolls of crepe paper and borrow a punch bowl from somebody, and where's your hassle?
We can't even find a band. Jim's entertainment chairman, and he's been all over town.
Well, how about the Temple Troubadours?
Who are the Temple Troubadours?
Well, us.
They call themselves that because after they troubadour for a while, you get a throbbing in the temple.
Well, how about it, Mike?
No, Rob, we need a real band.
Well, we've got a real band. Well, we're getting so we can hit grace notes and everything. Yeah.
Why don't you give them a chance?
Yeah.
Oh, Bub, it's out of the question. I mean, this is a college deal. If I bring a bunch of high school...
Oh, come on, Mike.
Knock it off,
But,
Rob.
Mike, we're getting good
knock
at it.
Knock it off.
Mike, you're a college man yourself. Now, cut out saying, knock it off.
Well, it's just an expression.
Well, knock it off.
Look, Mike, how about if I bring your books up to your room for you? Then we can talk about your mother.
There's no sense in buttering me up, Rob. It just can't be done.
But, Mike, you want a real band, and here we are, right under your nose.
Yeah, well, you're getting in my hair.
Look, Mike, I admit that maybe we weren't very good at first. But after Dad started helping us, look at the great improvement we've made. Right, Bub?
Right.
See?
Oh, come on, you guys. Get off my back, will you? It's just impossible.
All right, then, let's forget all about it. Mike, I want you to run down to the butcher's for me right after dinner.
What?
Look, Tramp won't eat the liver. How do you like that? Selfish brothers and a prima donna dog.
Mike, I'll go down to the butcher's for you.
Look, I told you there's no sense in buttering me up, and I'm not being selfish, Bub. I'm being practical.
Well, why don't you give them a tryout? Since you can't get anybody cheaper.
Look, I know they've improved, but you couldn't call them professional.
How much cheaper?
Well, I didn't ask. I didn't want to blow the whole deal. Are they any good? After all, last year they had Boo Bates and the Bongo Boys.
Yeah.
Well, I admit at first Rob's band wasn't very good, but since my dad started helping them...
Dad?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, isn't that sort of like getting Shakespeare to write jokes for Bob Hope?
My dad used to play a pretty good horn.
Used to.
After all, Mike, this is my responsibility as chairman to get the best outfit we can. Now, you shouldn't have tried to ring in your family on us.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not trying to ring in anybody on anything. Now, look, if you guys got a better idea, fine. All I did was set up an audition.
Audition?
Yeah. They're waiting over at my house right now.
Hey, it wouldn't do any harm just to go over and listen, right?
Right.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay.
Gee whiz, when are you going to get here?
Take it easy. There's nothing to be nervous about.
I'm not nervous so much, just that I feel kind of sick.
My mouth is dry.
So is mine. I'm sure glad I play drums.
There's nothing to get so shook up about. They're just guys.
Yeah, college guys.
They're here. Now, relax, you understand? Relax. You're good, remember that. And there's nothing to be scared of.
Come on, let's get set up.
Easy.
Hi. You guys know my grandfather.
Hi.
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 Fellas, this is Tim Weedy and Marty Baker. Tim's entertainment committee chairman.
See, fellas... Sigma Gamma Chi is one of the leading houses on campus. Now, naturally, when we give a dance, we don't mess around. Mike here recommended you fellas, and I'm sure you'll live up to his recommendations.
Excuse me.
Now, do you know Gone Gone Baby?
No.
Well, how about Twisted Doll?
No, I don't think so. What? I'm sorry.
It's all right. How about playing Zero and Clyde?
How about Rampart Street Parade?
Rampart Street what?
Rampart Street Parade. That's a Dixieland arrangement my father taught him.
Well, I don't think Dixieland is exactly what we had in mind.
No offense, of course, fellas.
Well, it wouldn't do any harm to listen, right?
Right.
Okay, Rob, go on, play.
Okay, ready, you guys?
One, two...
Wait a minute. I got my foot caught in the bass pedal.
Ready? One, two...
Hold it. Some goof must have kicked my amplifier plug.
It's plugged in. Why don't you try turning it on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now. Ready?
One, two.
Get that turtle out of here.
How come?
This is no time to have him knock on our band.
One. Two.
See you up here a minute.
We were a little nervous at first.
Oh, you sounded great, Rob.
Robbie, with the limited money that we have to spend, a good band's out of the question.
I mean a real band.
Oh, sure, sure.
Now, so far, my decision rests between you and a trio that I've heard in. Frankly, the trio is a little bit more experienced and mature.
One of them even has a mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what kind of uniforms do you guys have?
Uniforms?
Yeah.
We decided to rent something like this.
Oh, Jack Age stuff. That's good. That's
hey,
good.
Yeah.
Now, what are you guys going to cost us?
Oh, well, let's see, there's six of us all together.
Now, keep in mind that you might be in line for other dances if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, say, would $5 be okay?
$5?
A piece. That's $30. With $3 extra for the leader, that brings it to exactly $33.
Well, I...
You talk in your sleep.
Hey, Mike, take a look at this.
Hey, that's all right.
What about that?
Hey, Bob, look.
Well, Ed,
and stir with a cane.
It only costs $3 to rent.
No, that's using the old cerebellum. $5 for the job, $3 for the uniform, and with what's left, you can each buy yourselves a little ranch in Texas.
Well, if they do well, this job's just an investment for the future.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Hank. Come on in.
Oh, hi, Hank.
Hi, Hank.
Well, my mom says the guy down at the costume place goofed.
Yes, it does look a little loose.
Well, that's because he tried it on over a sweatshirt.
I think I've got somebody else's hat, too.
Oh, well, Carl's hat is too large for him, and his jacket's too small, so you can just swap.
Okay.
Hey, what's wrong with your lip?
Oh, it's a little sore from all the rehearsing we've been doing. I had to put zinc ointment on it.
Well, then quit rehearsing.
Oh, no, he'll be all right, Mike.
Well, listen, the dance is tomorrow night. Now, don't goof things up by being eager beavers.
Let me see that lip. Doesn't it hurt when you eat?
Well, not a bit. I've been eating through a straw.
Through a straw? Hey, can you play tomorrow night?
Oh, sure. Don't worry, Mike.
Sure.
Sure.
How do you know?
I skinned my knee worse than that lots of times. And I can still walk.
Aren't you getting dressed on early?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd go over the house a little earlier and see that everything's all right. What are you dressed up for?
Oh, we're going to have a dress rehearsal before the dance.
Mm. Well, Mike, thanks a lot for telling the guys about us.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I hope we play real good for you. I mean, I wouldn't want to wreck it for my brother.
Well, look, Rob, I think I better tell you that the only reason I suggested your band in the first place was for economic reasons. But since you guys have been practicing this week, you've gotten pretty good.
No kidding. Well, the only thing is, gee, I wish Dad was going to be here to hear us.
Oh, that must be the fellas now.
Jeepers, it looks like a balloon.
Can you play with that lip?
I don't know. I hardly talk.
Don't everybody applaud at once. Rob and I will settle for polite murmurs of acclaim, huh?
Oh, no.
Well, it got worse.
I told you not to rehearse anymore. Look at him.
Not from rehearsing. I slid in the third base on my face.
What can you play?
I'm gonna try, but I don't think so.
Maybe we can get a Frank Sortino on the Saxon clarinet. And Hank can play the clavis or something.
You can't throw somebody in at the last minute.
Well, there must be somebody around who can fill in.
Mary Lou Gifford's taking lessons on the ukulele, but all she can play is lovely hula hands.
I knew something like this would happen, fooling around with kids.
Mike, look, we can just play without the Saxon clarinet. It won't sound as full, but you can still dance to it.
Look, Robbie, the pledges are trying to impress the active Sigma Gams, as well as the rest of the school. Now, you can't impress anybody with half a band. Now, we need somebody, anybody, who knows those Dixieland arrangements and can play saxophone as well as clarinet. Now, I don't care how you do it, but you better get somebody, and quick.
Oh, hi, fellas. Well, isn't anybody glad to see me?
Look,
will you stop this now? Once and for all, I am not going to do it.
The Sigma Gam?
Oh, sure.
Hey,
Benny?
No, the big one in the middle of the band. I wonder why a nice-looking man like that would play with a bunch of younger kids.
Well, maybe he needs the money.
Every episode of Fandemonium Weekend is chosen by fans to ensure that you're enjoying the finest episodes. Get in on the voting and see which episodes are winning. Go to TVLAM.com today.